Yes, we've gotten about 200 pages of a document and all the information on a CD as well, which is a rather unusual way to get information nowadays. But the there's an awful lot of information in it. One of our the Clare Green Party complaint initial submission was that they had not undertaken an adequate climate impact assessment. They have finally done this in the submission for it, but it's quite a lot of detail. So it's asking a lot for people to do it in their own time in less than 2.5 weeks to go through all of this information and to make an informed submission or in response to this. The deadline is the 6th of December.
And I know it's too late for this project, but in terms of future similar projects, and is it something that maybe needs to be looked at in respect of planning objections in the future in terms of that time period for people to assess these type of documents maybe being extended?
Well, I suppose I'm not really that familiar with on-board planola procedures and planning procedures. I just think that it's important that it be a democratic process and a process that gives people an opportunity to object, but then taking into regard that we also need to get projects through in a reasonable time frame. So I think I can see that there's a balance, but in this instance, it seems like a very short time.
You mentioned
much information.
Yes, you mentioned the climate impact assessment report there, which has now been put together. What other issues have some of these objections raised?
Well, I suppose there are three main concerns, I'd say. It's such a large, it's a really high power user, about a quarter of the capacity of Moneypoint. And that means that it jeopardises the energy supply to existing businesses and homes. It emits a huge amount of carbon that will cause climate chaos. And it really undermines our effort to get to the 80% renewable energy on the grid that we need to get to meet our targets. So they're the kind of the main concerns.
I'm sure those behind the data centre would say we've now provided a climate impact assessment report. We're potentially creating hundreds of jobs in what they would say is the most environmentally friendly way possible. And what more can we do at this point?
Well, I think their climate impact assessment shows quite shocking impact that is there. If you remember back in the summertime, there was a lot of work done on the climate targets, and there were various targets for sectors, including the electricity sector. Their climate impact assessment has shown that this one data centre will account for 10% of the target for the electricity sector. So that's in the whole country. So that's really going to have a huge impact on the country's ability to meet our climate targets. So it's not. And then in terms of employment, it's really great, and we would welcome any enterprise that's offering 400 jobs or something like that. But the number of emissions per job is huge. There's something like 300,000 tons of emissions coming from the proposed data centre, again, from the figures that they've provided. Now, just to put that in context, the entire beef herd in Clare has less emissions than that. So it's exceeding more. So you can imagine a farmer driving by that data centre on the way to market with a few cattle and would know that the emissions from that data centre are greater than all the beef herd in Clare. That's huge.
I know the developer has also said that they'd be willing to accept a planning condition within the overall application of a corporate power purchase agreement, whether they'd offset that energy usage. Again, is that not a sufficient step forward in terms of some of those concerns that you've raised?
It is a move in that direction, but unfortunately, we're talking 200 megawatts, which is what they're talking about offsetting. Many people looking out around Clare will see quite a number of wind turbines. That's 150 megawatts is already installed in the county. So they're talking about another 200 megawatts. So within our county development plan, we have a requirement to put in something like 500 megawatts in order to get us to our 80% renewables target. So it means that if they come and, you know, everybody can't have the same energy from the wind farms. So if they're claiming 200 megawatt, it means 200 megawatt that we as users of electricity in our businesses and our home can't claim, which could have an impact on price as well. So really for a project like this, it's not it needs to be additional 200 megawatt, not what was already in the planning process and being planned to help us meet our 80% target.